You are listening to a Harvard School of Public Health podcast. Please visit www.hsph.harvard.edu. Nowadays, polio affects a relatively small number of people worldwide. For those infected, however, the results can be devastating. In a new study, Dr. Kimberly Thompson, Associate Professor of Risk Analysis and Decision Science at the Harvard School of Public Health, argues that eradicating polio is a better option than controlling the disease.
There's been a lot of discussion recently about whether or not we should finish the job of eradication, and the discussion that's been there has not been based on analysis and looking at the numbers of costs and cases that we might expect if we don't finish. So this paper is the first one and the only one that's out there that actually shows people what the numbers look like, and in that sense, it's very important for decision makers. I think what's important to realize is that there had been people suggesting that if we move to a strategy of control, in other words, if we decided not to eradicate and to accept some level of cases that would be, we don't know what the number would be, but that would be acceptable each year, then in that sense they were suggesting we could have low costs and low cases. And what our analysis shows is that if we don't eradicate, control actually looks like either high costs and low cases, or low costs and high cases, but not low costs and low cases. So we can't do what people have suggested is possible. And what that means is we have to really make a tough choice if we decide we are not going to eradicate. So but the analysis is very significant in the sense that we were actually able to quantify the minimum amount we should be willing to pay to finish eradication, which we estimated just for low-income countries alone as exceeding $3 billion. Polio has been largely wiped out in most of the world. We did another analysis that was published back in December that was the first study to look retrospectively at the benefits of polio vaccination in the U.S. historically. And we showed that polio vaccinations had saved $180 billion. So not only are we saving lives and preventing people from terrible health outcomes and a lot of fear, most people don't remember how terrifying polio was, but it's very frightening to be paralyzed and to have a, you know, disease circulating that can cause paralysis. And so when we look at the benefits of polio vaccinations, it's not just preventing cases, it's also saving money. And those same kinds of savings are applicable in the developing world, just as they are here. So we should care because we are doing better if we get rid of it than if we don't. One of the most important benefits, if we succeed in eradicating, is that some of those resources that we've been spending on eradication, assuming those would still be available, those could then be deployed to other activities. In other words, we wouldn't be forever paying the opportunity costs that would be associated with continuing to forever control polio. And so if we don't have to control polio, then some of those resources would then hopefully be available for other health interventions. And, you know, I think that's an important opportunity cost we should be thinking about. I think there's a tendency right now to focus a little too much on the idea that we're paying high costs and that, in fact, right now the burden of disease is really low. And people are suggesting that the opportunity costs are already something we should think about. But you have to realize that the real opportunity costs are ones that will be associated with forever paying for polio or having high burdens of paralytic cases that we can completely avoid if we do eradicate. And so we have to look at the opportunity costs over time, which is, I think, a really important question.